Woof, woof, woof. The non-chasers show me the money. You know how this one works. We give you, the loyal listeners, our best of the day for greyhound tips to take into your evenings. Pleasure or leisure, whatever you like to do. We like to sit and watch a little bit of dish liquor action as they race around their various racetracks. Last night was fairly unfortunate as I introduced Kenny and Shagger. Gentlemen, how do we do?
Good afternoon.
Very well, thank you. How are you?
I could be better. I mean, last night it was everyone has those punting moments, but it was just placing second after second, wasn't it? There were a lot of expletives going around in our WhatsApp group. I'll start with you, Shagger. Just another one which just didn't jump from the start.
No, absolutely blew the start. Was last out. Had mustered up after that very quickly, but the seven pushed off as he was trying to go around him, and that held him up, and he was out of contention from that part of the race. Poor old Grawlix, but yeah, keep an eye on him. He'll have his maiden win soon for sure.
He will win races. Much the same tale for old Benny, who can't be with us today. Another one which just bombed the start. It was too much to do after that. Myself, the big $6 chance, I thought I had the race run four or five times. They bunched up like the Melbourne Cup turn around the bend. I'm telling you, there would have been a length between first and last. And then the favourite flew over and beat me in a head bob. So that takes me to 4 wins and 3 seconds. But a man who is just eating seconds up like Pac-Man is Kenny. Won on his first tip and has gone 6 seconds in a row. Kenny, please explain.
Everything went right apart from the results. I put up Fernando Starr at Cannington last night. He was second fav at the time. I said he would go off fav. The plan was that he was meant to come out second and catch the box four Starbuck. He came out in front. Starbuck came out in second. He caught up in Starbuck from behind last week and beat him. And I don't know what happened to him this time. He just tailed off in the home straight. Starbuck put them on the line and were second again.
Bit of role reversal, confusing stuff. But nonetheless, we butter up, we go again. Here's Show Me the Money for your Thursday, the 2nd of April. There's no April Fools about this one.
Here comes the money.
Here we go. Money talk.
Here comes the money. Money, 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 money.
Dollar, dollar. Dollar, dollar. All right, let's start with Benny. Send his apologies, but sends through his tip. Is Albion Park Race 1, number 1, Rough Nut. That's $3.60. A lot of these tips have been coming in since when they're jumping a lot shorter, so definitely get on them earlier. I think that's the Show Me the Money podcast maybe having an effect on that. I am going to go to Ballarat. No, I'm not going to go to Ballarat. That was yesterday. Looking at me wrong notes. I'm going to go to Angle Park in Adelaide. Race 5, number 3, Holy Rain at $3.80. That's race 5, number 3, Holy Rain at $3.80. A lot of smart money on that. Pooch, Shagger, where are you going, my friend?
I'm at Sandown tonight, race 10, number 3, Zipping Laner. My tips lately just have been walking out of the boxes. Zipping Laner usually jumps well, has won 11 from 16. I think the 4 will allow her some space to muster up early. The 6 is a big danger, very fast dog, but it's got some pace on its outside, which I think could give him enough grief early to allow Zipping Laner to skip away to a winning lead. So that's race 10, Sandown, number 3, Zipping Laner. You may get better odds closer to the jump. She's about 2:30 at the moment. I wouldn't be surprised if there is a bit of money for the 6 late, and she may even get out a little bit. But, the 2:30's there now if you're keen.
And Ken Wado, bringing up the rear, what have you got for us? Now, please, I look to the Lord above, give us a winner and not a second, another second. The fans called you Tom Melbourne yesterday, and it's very apt. 6 seconds in a row. You couldn't do that if you tried. What have you got for us, Kenny?
I'm doing my best. So we're going to Angle Park Race 8. I'm going for Box 5 Double by Design. As we're recording, this dog is actually smashing up in the market. He's gone from $7.50 into $4. Box 3 here, Boss McLaren, is $1.95. This race does not map well for him at all. 2 holds out wide, and the reserve going into box 4 cuts inside. So we're hoping he's not in the race very early on. And 5 should hopefully head into the bed in front and take it away from there.
I like this. You're going with another second fave or third fave taken on the favourite. This just smells of a second place. But I hope not, Kenny. I hope not, because we're going to bounce back. We are going to bounce back. And tomorrow it's going to be a much more joyous occasion when we've come here with the four winners, actually. We can't forget Benny. One thing we are just about guaranteeing you, though, is these things are placing. So if you want to multi them all up in a place, you would be getting some nice little collecting there. Gentlemen, as always, thank you very much.
Thank you.
It's been a pleasure.
It's been a great pleasure. And if you are going to have a punt, you hear it all the time, please gamble responsibly. And the safest place for your money is in your back pocket. So just be wise and enjoy. Hooroo.